In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This last Sunday before Advent has been known as the Feast of Christ the King for a number of years now. It was an ecumenical development dating from the 1920s when the idea was first put forward to celebrate the all-embracing authority of Christ, which shall lead humanity to seek the peace of his kingdom. Jesus is, of course, hailed as a king in the visit of the three wise men, the gift of gold, symbolizing royal status. And the theme of the kingdom occurs right at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. In Mark's Gospel, we read that Jesus begins his preaching and teaching ministry with the words, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is close at hand." And then there are three key passages in the Gospels which refer to Jesus as a king. The first occurs when Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will sit on his throne with all the nations gathered before him." Jesus comes then as king and judge. He is a lawgiver, king, and judge, for all of us will appear in the dock. And the charge relates to opportunities taken to do good and chances missed. The people say, "When, Lord, did we see you?" And which course of action we take depends on our ability to recognize the presence of God's kingdom among us and the claims that it makes on us. Recognizing the king is the theme of the second key passage about the kingship of Jesus. This is the encounter between Jesus and Pilate that we have just heard, where Pilate asks, "Are you a king?" This too forms part of a courtroom scene, but here the roles are reversed. Jesus is the prisoner in the dock, and Pilate is the judge, or so it seems. As soon as he asks the question, "Are you a king?" power slips from Pilate's hands, and Jesus takes charge of the examination. The trial becomes a contest between two sources of authority. Pilate's authority is from the state, but Jesus's is from God. Indeed, he says, "My kingdom," that is, my authority, "is not of this world." And he goes on to explain that his role as king is to testify to the truth. That is, the truth about God and his kingdom. "Everyone who belongs to the truth," he went on, "listens to my voice." Pilate, however, did not listen to his voice. And in order to protect his own authority, he has to fall back on an act which he knows to be unjust and untrue. In doing this, he displays the inferior nature of his own authority, the kingdom of this world. And in passing judgment on Jesus, he is passing a greater judgment on himself. And so, as Jesus is crucified, an inscription is nailed to the cross: "This is the King of the Jews." An inscription that is meant to be a mockery, but in fact proclaims the truth. Jesus is crucified as a king, and here we see the true nature of his kingdom. His kingship is recognized by one of the thieves crucified with him. He says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." So just as he was not recognized by the respectable and the self-righteous, so now his kingship is recognized by the dying criminal, as it had been earlier by those on the margins of society and outcasts, the tax collectors, the lepers, the prostitutes. In the Sermon on the Mount, the kingdom of God is promised to the poor in spirit, the meek, the poor in heart, and all who are reviled and persecuted for righteousness' sake. The values of God's kingdom are therefore regarded as with hostility by the world, for they are a threat to its values. And that is why we too have difficulty recognizing the kingdom amongst us. Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or in prison? That is how Christ is on the cross. And if we recognize what we see as Christ the King, then we will see him also in what is going on around us. And he will say, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen.